OK， 咁我哋繼續進行我哋今日個公眾諮詢會啦。咁我首先就做協議啦，因為我可能頭先講得太多，特別開始嘅時候，因為我見到唔係好多人舉手，咁但係現在發覺好多人想發言咧，咁我哋下一節咧就盡量讓大家多啲發言。咁台上咧就會等大家暢所欲言之後先作回應啦，因為回應會都係嘥啲時間嘅，要用啲時間嘅，好唔好啊？咁大家暢所欲言，咁我就做指揮交通啊。咁有位先生因為要早走咧，咁我讓佢發言先。OK， 呢位先生。
係，多謝主席。我本身是醫管局的醫生來的，我本身也都是踩單車上班的。我在我自己的經驗呢，我希望政府就推動在單車 用單車作為在市區交通的工具。其實在倫敦市，我自己也都去過倫敦很多次。倫敦的 Transport Department 它本身印製了很多免費的地圖，鼓勵市民呢是利用一些冇咁繁忙嘅街道嚟用交通嚟做一個交通工具嘅，佢呢啲係免費嘅嚇，咁所以人倫敦佢本身亦都係一個好繁忙嘅都市。咁第二點咧就係我希望鼓勵單車同埋行人嘅共用。咁我亦都去過東京，東京亦都係一個好繁忙嘅都市。佢本身咧嗰啲絕大部分啲行人路咧都俾單車同埋行人路。行人一起使用的，當然行人有個優先權，還有他有單車，他有個 speed limit、你如果是多一些人使用行人單車，這些是零排放 的交通工具，政府也不需要花那麼多錢又去電動車、或者有些人需要的，或者是更換一些最又先進的又花錢的交通工具。你如果是
翻 Bank of England 都踩單車，下一位，前面呢位，
我想補充一下剛才嗰位醫生嘅建議。我自己個人咧喺個踩單車人士，今日下晝會去玩。咁我想補充嘅就係話，其實喺政策層面上面咧，單車其實係好配合一改善空氣質素，二提倡健康，三優質嘅生活，第三亦都係一個交通工具。咁但好可惜咧，喺呢幾年咧，我自己睇到咧，政府處理單車呢個議題咧，即係仍然最大前提嘅政策方向咧，係以一個消閒嘅角色。咁開始我自己睇到，開始咧好多時候喺唔同嘅場合咧，開始引入一個所謂單車作為一個交通工具。但係我自己希望咧就係喺配合環保、配合交通嘅時候，單車呢個議題咧係融入整個交通系統，就唔單止淨係起單車徑咁簡單。舉例，剛才顧問公司在報告裏面提到喺 Phase One 第四個 measure 有關交通安排上面咧第一點是提到公共交通工具和 Extend Rail Network 那裡的角色的。很多時候我們一般日常踩單車人士碰到的問題就是公共交通工具不單止不配合仲阻礙，仲阻礙我們是使用交通工具，而很多香港的公共交通工具公司呢是政府發經營牌，港鐵是政府擁有一定的股份的。所以在這裡呢我們相信那個推動呢我們希望單車界希望呢政府在這個能夠積極的配合。當然長遠來說現在香港很多西九的建設裏面或者維港兩旁呢不少的民間團體特別是關注單車作為一個市區的交通模式呢是希望有一個有這個空間是給踩單車人士是作為一個代步一個輔助式的交通模式的。咁呢度我哋希望係喺呢度係可以多啲嘅喺城市規劃建設裏面係考慮緊將路面釋放出嚟，容許剛才嗰位醫生提到嘅行人路可以容許單車上咧，亦都一個城市規劃成一個可能係5000至我哋日常生活主題嘅 重要的一環的一個措施。多謝。
多謝這位朋友。這邊這位朋友。
Hi, good morning. I'm just questioning the whole forum that you're having, and in your booklet here, you're saying that you want to have feedback from the public. Maybe you can answer my question. Is this particular forum online that can be filled in easily and sent to you? The key consultation point, you're asking for feedback. Is that forum available online and easily filled in, or is it something that needs to be downloaded, printed, filled in by hand, mailed, which doesn't really indicate a high level of sincerity of getting the public feedback?
Okay. Since it's a question, shall we have a quick answer from floor? From the set.
The questionnaire here is available in our website, and you can easily fill in and send it back to us.
It can be filled in electronically? I'm told it is not. You're not able to do that. So, which means you have to download it, print it, fill it in by hand, mail it back, or fax it. Wouldn't it make sense if you're really sincere about getting a large number of people to feedback on, you would have it in electronic form, and then it could be easily sent out to other people to fill in.
Yeah, okay, but you can practice or email us back to us, and then we receive a lot from email comments from the public already.
Okay.
Thank you.
呢位
文旦，大家好，我姓鄧嘅，咁我就係學生嚟嘅，咁就非常關注呢個空氣質素嘅問題嘅。咁咧，或者咧，可能有樣嘢咧，大家都忽略咗，因為中國傳統節日呢個盂蘭節，唔知大家有冇留意？每年農曆七月之前同之後咧。香港的空氣污染指數是零舍高的，你在維港的海邊你是看不到對岸的山景的，還有很不幸呢，在9月28日民政事務局呢就將這個盂蘭聖會呢即申請列入這個國家級非物質文化遺產，對此我感到非常失望，就是一個這個污染空氣影響使用加劇全球暖化的活動都列入這個文化遺產，是不是讓我們的地球承擔更大的代價呢？希望大家反思一下，同埋希望各位傳媒呢，如果有傳媒的朋友或者有學者，希望關注這個問題。多謝。
即有朋友提議管制盂蘭節，可能中秋節之類。OK， 前面呢位 ，this gentleman。
Hello, my name is William Hayward. I'm here because I'm a father of a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and the current public health evidence suggests that if they grow up in Hong Kong, then their lung capacity will be significantly reduced relative to their peers in non-polluted context. And that will significantly increase their risks of serious illness in later life and significantly reduce their lifespan. So obviously that's something that we're all concerned about. And it's something that if they stay here till the age of about 20, then it doesn't matter where they go because that's the mark they'll carry with the rest of their lives. And obviously that's something that all of Hong Kong's kids will do, even kids that leave Hong Kong and never see Hong Kong again after the age of 20, they will carry these markers of pollution for the rest of their lives. So that seems to me that we're faced with an extraordinary problem. And I guess my frustration is that this review, I was looking for this review as something that would address this extraordinary problem, and I just don't see it. When I look at the objectives, what I see is the proposal of the consultants is to implement the weakest possible guidelines in every single category, with the sole exception of PM10. And the only reason, of course, that's not the weakest is because if it was the weakest, it would be weaker than our existing, hopelessly outdated standards, right? So this does not seem to me to be a document that is going to move this extraordinary problem forward. It seems to me the government considers this problem an ordinary problem. It's a problem like West Kowloon. It's a problem like Kaitas. And my opinion is that that's not true. It's an extraordinary problem, and I don't see that this is going to be a solution to that problem.
Thank you.
Hi, Wong Yuan-san, hi, 健康空氣行動 CAN 嘅一份子啦。我諗都要回應頭先嗰個先生所講啦。我哋即係對於一路嚟講咧，我哋對於嗰個 SO2 嗰一樣嘢咧係好關注嘅，因為好明顯啦，而家都係講緊我哋點解唔採取中期指標咧？嗰、那個50咧係24小時嗰個濃度咧，係因為嚇，即係因為有呢個一般監測站有86次超過中期指標2，所以就唔可以採取啦。咁即係好似講到就話，嗱我哋而家就算實施咗所謂嘅19項 phase one 嘅措施之後咧，都會係達唔到呢個中期目標二嘅嚇，咁、所以咧我哋咧就取而求其次咧就達中期目標一最寬鬆嗰個125就算啦嚇、因為我哋做極咧都做唔到，懷念都係做唔到噶啦，做唔到中期目標二先至咧就即係就你十第一咧，我諗有兩個含義，第一咧就係話咁個19項目標19項措施咧。即係冇用啦，咁如果你都達唔到中期目標二嘅話，第二個含義呢係咪即係話其實我哋係咪諗錯方向呢？唔可以因為達唔到而唔做嘅，你諗下世衛最終嘅中期目標係20啊，咁即係我哋有284次呢係超過呢、這個咁嘅次數，我哋要諗嘅就係用乜嘢嘅措施呢先至、可以呢令到呢284次嘅超標呢減低到呢3次，呢個先係我哋個問題。我哋唔係問喂，我哋要而家達唔到啦，咁啊算啦，死咗就算啦嚇，就不如採取最簡單嗰、那個。我哋如果真係好似政府 market 同周圍嘅人講，我哋係用世衛嘅標準咧，世衛嘅標準就係20次，我哋而家係超標284次。我哋要問嘅就係點樣將呢284次咧減到3次，用啲乜嘢嘅 measures 去減低？咁呢個咧就係我哋需要問嘅問題，但係政府咧。就好似冇答到呢個問題。第二咧就係講緊呢個review 啦嚇，呢、這個檢討機制。喂，咁你可唔可以講俾我哋聽個檢討機制？譬如我哋知道係點樣嘅咧？係咪話譬如我哋採取咗最寬鬆嘅之後，我哋達到啦，我哋就即刻去到第二目標250咧？定係話達唔到，亦都繼續唔採取，等到我哋空氣慢慢達到嚇50嗰陣時候咧，先採取嗰個指標咧。因為而家就有啲本末倒置，我哋應該立咗個標，跟住諗 measures， 而唔係諗啲 measures， 跟住咧就睇下做唔到，先至咧就立個指標。呢、這個完全係本末倒置嘅做法，係立咗指標先至諗點樣做到，唔係話我哋不如試下做呢啲嘢，睇下做唔到嘅指標。咁完全咧呢、這個就係本末倒置嘅做法，係永遠都達唔到世衛20嗰個指標嘅咯。嚇，多謝。
多謝。多謝呢位朋友，好 specific 講即係我哋個 AQO 裏面一具體嘅問題，亦都好實在的問題。下一位，邊位想發言？係咪都？
My name is Mary. I'm a Chimsachari resident.
Sorry, I'm a
Chimsachari resident. First of all, I want to question the consultant, Arup. Arup is engaged in a number of government projects, including the Zhuhai Bridge. Can this really be considered an independent consultation source? When it is dependent on the government for much of its income here in Hong Kong. And secondly, you talk about this staged approach. Well, there are a lot of things that we could be doing now. What are we waiting for? Delay no more, as the slogan goes. I see lots of things in the streets. Now, I don't know much about SO2 and all that sort of stuff, but I do know what's happening in the streets. And there are a lot of small measures that could have been taken already. For example, all those promotion vehicles for PCCW, the P3, they're just allowed to park wherever they want. They park in front of, presently in front of the police station in Malkoff, on Nuller Road. I go to the police station frequently, I make complaints about them, I call off. They're still there the next time I come back. Why is something not being done about them? Then, there's also the implementation of the parking regulation. All these yellow box and drop-off zones and all that. Drivers park in them for hours on end, sometimes during racing day. They sit all day for the racing, picking off their boxes, dropping the cigarettes out the windows of their lunch boxes. Nobody moves them. And when you do call the police to move them, all they get is a verbal warning, slap on the wrist. And then they drive off and just go and park somewhere else. There's also the fact the implementation of, which would be very easy, of 374G, Road Traffic Regulations 44, no person in charge of a motor vehicle shall vacate the vehicle, A, without having stopped the engine. That was strictly implemented. It would take, remove a lot of these vehicles off our streets. They're taking away idling while the driver's gone off somewhere or they're asleep or they're doing whatever. And also implementation of these traffic regulations would reduce double parking and congestion on our streets. The focus of the government should be on taking all these vehicles off the streets, and if they're private vehicles, into paid parking space. We have plenty of off-street parking facilities. If you have a vehicle, you can afford to pay $20 to park it somewhere else, not on our streets. And finally, regarding town planning, the government must have the courage to call a halt to all these building approvals that were granted in the dark ages. For example, in Chinsaw Choi, we're going to have this 90-story tower in Harbour City that was approved in 1994-96. This cannot be tolerated, that all these developers are rushing in before the outline zoning plan, whatever, are introduced. And getting approval for somewhere in the future, 10, 20 years' time, or something like that, that when the time comes when they build them, other buildings have gone up in the meantime, and the whole composition of the neighborhood has changed. So the government has to bite the bullet on this one. These approvals have to have a time limit on them, and they have to be cancelled if they have been allowed 10, 20, 30 years ago. It's intolerable that they're still allowed to go ahead.
Thank you. 仲有邊位朋友想發言？各位。
係，我叫鄭明慧。咁咧，而家我哋嗰個空氣質素指標咧，咁就係基於世衛嚇，咁對人類健康個影響啦。咁但係我哋講緊嘅係可持續發展，咁應該都要考慮對身體嗰個影響嘅。咁譬如喺外國例如愛爾蘭咁樣啦，佢哋嗰個指標除咗係對人類健康影響之外，佢哋都會考慮對植物嘅影響，咁從而佢哋會考慮更加多嘅污染物嚇各種污染物嘅影響。咁我覺得我哋香港做嘅時候應該都要做好啲，考慮多啲嘅污染物，考慮埋其他對植物啊身體嘅影響。
多謝呢位朋友，呢個亦都。其實係我睇到我哋喺討論裏面其中一個比較少討論嘅環節，即係我哋係咪淨係講人、講生態啊、講其他特別現在世界嚟講，要講可持續發展啊、整個地球嘅健康啊咁啊，咁所以呢個都係一個好重要嘅點嚟嘅啊。有邊位想發言？sorry， 我俾邊未發言過嘅有機會講講。有邊位想發言？
後面位，我姓黎的，香港普通市民。其實想問下台上，你們覺得何時應該行這個 H 號，改這個 H 號？因為講了很多東西，牽涉的問題都很廣泛，是不是？那你們當然要聽很多的意見，那作為你們，我們真的很想聽一下，有很多的諮詢我們參加，也都來聽過。究竟你們覺得何時應該改？
啲朋友咪想台上即刻回應啊！ 好好好，系系，多谢呢位朋友都代我发咗言，因为我都自己都参与好多呢啲讨论，讨论咗三年。其实我哋真系几年前系好想环资会系好想尽快review 个 AQO， 尽快收集个高 post 嘅。啊，呢樣唔係都好嘅。我有樣，
即係其實我哋覺得你哋係官員一個好大嘅 challenge 嚟嘅，你哋要 make 呢個 decision。但係我哋係好想聽到。
我讓或者讓處長做一個快嘅回應。
譬如話，你哋係有啲乜嘢係咪我哋在座呢百幾人就可以代表全香港嘅市民咧？我諗唔可以。係
啦。
係咪？咁但係我哋一路咁係咁喺度諮詢。咁如果你哋係有咩困難嘅，點解？可以做立法局提出一個議題，好快，你逼我哋市民答你都得。你仲講話要幾多錢，已經講咗我哋答，係咪？咁但係呢個問題就係話你哋嘅標題嚟嘅，其實就係、是、請你哋，即係我哋係一個市民，我哋係納税，我哋睇到好多問題，係咪？咁但係你哋可以幫我哋做出啲乜嘢決定？我哋係相信你，你哋係專業嘅。
OK， 我楊處長回應。
好多謝呢位朋友頭先提出嘅呢個問題。其實咧有幾個問題，有一啲係有一啲係響頭先咁多位朋友講嘅咧，有一啲係啲意見啦嚇。譬如話 SO2 嚇應該係第幾個用 IG1、IG2 等等。咁我相信呢個其實我哋都係聽大家嘅意見，但係我哋點解顧問建議係用 IG 即係125呢個微克呢個標準呢？其實我哋同事已經解釋咗，或者我哋喺呢度再重複啦。咁有兩個問題呢係比較深嘅，頭先有一個就係時間表嘅問題啦，即係講咗咁多，你想跟住你想點樣呢？咁呢個係一個時間表嘅問題。另外一個呢亦都係關於有啲係具體，話除咗有位朋友都講咧，就係除咗啲空氣質素指標之外，其實而家日常嘅一啲同路邊嘅交通情況，我哋嘅管理嘅情形又點咧？咁我覺得我都想喺呢度即係講一講嘅。第一點咧，就或者講咗個時間表嘅問題先啦，因為大家都好關心。嗱，我覺得咧進行呢個空氣質素指標嗰個更正咧或者更新咧，其實係一個法定嘅程序嚟嘅。咁顧問，我哋都做咗好詳細嘅分析。咁當然啦，正正大家呢個諮詢唔單止今次呢個研討，今次呢個諮詢會咧，其實我哋都去公眾嘅諮詢啊，或者去區議會啊，亦都響唔同嘅發放呢個諮詢文件啊等等。咁去更新呢個空氣質素指標，去到咩嘅程度咧？正正頭先咁講，有唔同嘅意見嘅。咁我哋一路咧都會係聽下大家對於話係咪一步到位？咁當然咧，如果你有一步到位嘅話，嘅影響喺邊度啦？做唔做得到啦？同埋我哋都頭先都提過啦。其實咧，即使係世衛佢建議佢嘅最終個指引嘅時候咧，佢都提出一啲嘅階段性嘅指標，咁亦都俾各地嘅政府咧喺決定佢哋點樣更新佢哋嘅法定標準嘅時候咧，參詳同埋考慮嘅。咁我哋經過去到11月尾呢個諮詢完畢之後咧，我哋當然要整理咧收到嘅意見。每一個嘅改變咧，我哋都明白社會上有唔同嘅睇法嘅，一定會有唔同嘅睇法。我哋最終嚟講咧，會收集咗呢個公眾諮詢對於更新空氣指標嗰、那個呢、這個顧問建議之後嗰、那個意見之後咧，我哋就要咧政府亦都要將呢個意見總納起上嚟咧。咁我哋覺得響目前嘅現行嘅空氣質素嘅標準，響我哋嘅空氣管制條例、污染管制條例裏面咧，好似頭先都介紹啦，由1987年到而家咧，的而且確係時候要更正嘅。咁我哋咧係要將顧問呢個建議啦，各位反映到嘅意見啦，同埋我哋都要考慮咧，就係落實嗰個方案啦。咁我哋咧就會盡快咧就將呢個意見整理咗之後咧，就亦都要加翻去立法會嗰度考慮。咁要更新任何一個指標嘅話咧，係一個法定嘅程序。我哋希望咧就係整理咗呢個公眾諮詢得翻嚟嘅意見咧，將有關嘅建議咧，除咗交俾立法會去考慮之外咧，我哋亦都有需要咧，係將更新個指引咧，新嘅標準咧，透過立法嘅程序咧去確定嘅。咁呢個我哋嘅工作，我哋會希望能夠盡快去完成。咁其實由探討到諮詢咧，其實都係一個好長嘅時間。
有心人咧都嚟咗好多次唔同嘅諮詢會啦。咁我哋覺得咧，去到十一月尾咧，都應該咧有對呢個意見嗰、那個公眾人士個睇法咧，我哋應該有一個比較好，即係應該幾全面噶啦，那個諮詢都相當透徹。咁我哋會總結呢個意見啦，咁然後咧就係就住咧去修訂我哋現行嘅法定標準咧，係作出一個建議嘅。咁然後咧就會交俾呢、这個立法會啦去考慮。咁即係我相信我答咗呢位朋友嘅提出嘅問題啦。咁當然咧一進入嘅立法會嘅討論啊、程序啊等等咧，佢亦都有一個必要嘅過程。裏面咧，亦都相信咧，大家要繼續有機會去發表嘅嚇。無論我哋建議乜嘢嘅標準，咁我相信立法會同埋各個有關嘅團體咧，亦都會有一個溝通嘅渠道，然後先至將呢個新嘅法例咧係先獲得通過嘅嚇。咁第二樣嘢咧，就有一啲係關於現行嗰、那個路邊有一啲嘅，大家可以覺得其實而家都可以做啦，點解我哋唔去做咧？咁譬如正正咧，就關於路邊嗰、那個好多時咧，係駕駛人士一啲嘅駕駛習慣咧，可能對行經嘅途人咧，唔好講個絕對個排放量啦，可能都會製造成一啲嘅滋擾嘅。咁一個大家都傾咗好耐嘅議題咧，就係、是、呢個停車熄匙嘅法例啦嚇。咁、呢個法例咧，其實我哋又係經過好長時間嘅諮詢嘅。咁我哋嘅諮詢咧已經去到一個階段，應該結即係已經係總結咗。咁我哋都可以同大家交代一下咧，就當然停車熄匙咧，其實在很多地方都未必是用一個法例的形式，咁現行嚟講，你都做了很多教育宣傳的工作。咁我希望在座各位朋友，你哋同埋你哋嘅朋友咧，都已經係實踐緊呢樣嘢。咁但係咧，我哋為咗進一步去將呢個嘅駕駛習慣咧，係能夠更加進一步去落實嘅話咧，我哋係製造緊一個法例嘅建議嘅。咁我都希望好快咧，就要拎去立法會咧，就係討論啦。就希望咧，透過立法嘅形式咧，就係要求咧駕駛人士咧，喺停車嘅時候咧，除咗喺呢個指定嘅情況，即係特殊或者運作需要嘅情況底下咧，都需要咧就係呢個停車熄匙嘅。咁我希望咧，呢個都係顯示到咧社會上如果能夠呢個法例通過咧，都顯示到社會上咧就對於喺唔同嘅層面裏邊咧，去改善一個香港空氣或者減少一啲嘅排放源源咧，對於周遭人士造成嘅滋擾咧，一個支持或者一個嘅決心嘅。
多謝主席。我哋繼續我哋嘅討論啦。有邊位未發言嘅仲想發言咧？因為我想嗰、那個大家睇得到咧，就其實我點解我希望大家集中討論一專議題咧，重點咧就因為會幫到我哋促成我哋 review 呢個 process 嘅，咁所以希望即係呢樣你大家都幫到我哋。呢位女士，
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm a Hong Kong citizen, and I've lived here for over 10 years. And I'm really happy that finally, after 20 years, that Hong Kong is finally doing something for the air, because I think it's very important. And I didn't really, I see there's a lot of experts over here that know a lot, but I can only speak from a personal point of view. And I want to say that when I look at this picture, I just get really emotional because I don't see Hong Kong like that ever. This photoshopped image is not representative of Hong Kong, but Hong Kong could be like that. And I want to say that I really love Hong Kong. I would love to stay here. And I love Hong Kong people. I love the culture. But I think that what Hong Kong is lacking is one of the fundamental things that we need to live, which is oxygen. How can we enjoy our lives without air? Air is the most important nutrient we need for our bodies. I don't understand how my life can be good in Hong Kong if I cannot breathe air that is clean and safe. And when I think about my parents or my friends and my family and everyone I know or people I don't know, just staying in Hong Kong, not being able to enjoy themselves when they go out, for example, what if they want to do sports? They want to lock themselves inside the gym and, you know, stare at, I don't know, a glass window and exercise on their own. Like, they want to go out in the grass and do sports, but it's not healthy for them. They lock themselves up and stay at home to avoid air pollution. They lock themselves up in shopping malls so that they can breathe air-conditioned air that somehow feels cleaner than outside air. I just see that a lot of, like, Hong Kong people could be a lot happier and if they could breathe fresh air. I think it's just, it's not a luxury. Air is not a luxury. I don't see how anybody could have a reasonable standard of living in a world city without clean air. And I really want people who've worked hard all their lives for Hong Kong's industry, I want them to retire and breathe fresh air. I think they deserve it after all their hard work. I don't think money is an issue at this moment in time. It's very critical. Thank you. And I hope that we can help you guys work for cleaner air. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, good morning. My name is Gerald Whittington Ingram from Clear the Air. And I was very moved by what the lady just said just there. And of course, we have the basic law here in Hong Kong, as we know, but perhaps we shouldn't forget the basic human right, which is the right to breathe and breathe clean air. So that's fundamental. And so really, I wanted to ask the panel, and in particular members of the government here, your representatives, is the how they feel that can they justify and do they feel that this that there are not instances with the government's approach and actually what is being proposed now? Government talk in terms of this being about public health and is that when the chief executive I think first came to office I think he thank you. When the chief executive first came to office, I think it was number two in his priority list was air quality. Does this actually reflect something which is like number two in the priority list of the chief executive in terms of the measures that are being proposed here? And I endorse entirely the comments made by the early gentleman who was speaking, because I'm also a father of two young children. And I don't want to be part of the Ghost Festival any sooner than it happens anyway as a result of air quality here. As I say, we see them today. You put up again public health being one of the major things here, but this is not addressing it. All the evidence is that it does not go far enough to address public health. And then we hear about money. We hear about cost. Okay. And on the 29th of July this year, the Secretary of Environment Edwin Yao stood up in Legco, said, "When it comes to air quality, do not equate a dollar sign with public health." And I quote. I was there. Is this what you're proposing, reflecting those words? I wanted also to talk just a little bit about the issue of SO2 and particularly this, which Mike Corbyn from the Civic Exchange rightly pointed out. This is a very serious issue, so I'd like to say on behalf of our group, Clear the Air, we want this to be taken very seriously. And in fact, even today, and this comes back to my point about is this what's being proposed really reflective about addressing public health? Just today, the front page of South China Morning Post, we have an article here about pollution, mostly local, study finds. And again, it talks about Dr. Alexis Lau Kai Hon, Associate Professor of the University of Science and Science and Technology Institute for the Environment, said the findings of the study suggest the pollutant criteria proposed in the government's air quality review had to be tightened further to public or public health would continue to be at risk. So my point is, does the panel really feel that what is being proposed is going far enough? And is this really about dollars and cents when it shouldn't be? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And
since today is a public review, I would like to take, just looking at your key consultation points, I just want to clarify one thing in case it hasn't been clarified. And I'm asking this to everyone on the floor, including the, our distinguished members up there. Just question one and question two. Can I just ask if anyone here does not agree to question one, do you agree that the existing air quality objective needs updating? Can anyone who does not agree to this please put up your hand now, including the members of the floor? Because I think it's a moot question, and I don't even know why that question exists. Does anyone not agree? Okay, you have a public consultation, you have 100% approval. Do you still need to ask? Question number two, do you agree that the protection of public health should be the key consideration in updating the AQOs? Again, can anyone here that does not agree to this, it doesn't matter, it's an open consultation, but can anyone who does not agree, please put up your hand now so that I know, and we all know. Okay, so again, I re-emphasize, and sorry, no one on the floor put up your hand, so I assume you agree as well, right? So why are we asking these questions?
Sorry,
let me separate this first. Today is an air quality objective review. I hear a lot of good ideas, cycling, tightening of a particular particulates, etc. And sure, and the lady just now, wonderful, heartfelt. But again, I think everyone here knows, you set the objective first, and then you think how to do it. I understand there are criteria, I understand there are limitations, there are financial considerations, there are economic considerations. I'm not very old, but I'm old enough to remember that LA used to have horrendous air. And with the tightening of the legislation, with leadership, and that's what we expect of our leaders, our government, to show leadership. It's good that you consult the public, but you need also to show leadership. And when the first two questions is really yes, then how to do it comes later. Don't let that bog down your decision making and your and setting of the objectives. And if the WHO, who our esteemed Hong Kong Margaret Chan is leading, if WHO is the leader in world health, why do we even want to waste more money wondering if their objectives are good enough for us? Are Chinese a bit different to Caucasians in terms of air requirements? I don't think so. And we are in the commercial sector, okay? And I find it funny that I cannot convince a single school right now to adopt our solution. But guess what? Schools in Holland and Belgium are buying up our solutions right now because legislations over there are tougher. I'm going to give you a little story. Sorry if I drag on people. This is something I tell a lot of people lately. Okay, I just came back from Beijing not long ago. I was in Beijing for 5 days, and what struck me really bad was even after heavy rain, I could not see past the third traffic light. But then when I talked to the locals, they said, "Oh, this has actually improved over last year." And this something occurred to me. I'm sure everyone here might or might not have heard of this story about a frog in boiling water. If you put a frog into a pot of water and you start boiling it slowly, apparently the frog will keep staying in the water until it dies. Because, this is similar to just now similar to the one before. Just like, when I'm in Beijing, I can't help wanting to leave and come back to Hong Kong straight away. But the people in Beijing, to them, they are like a frog in boiling water. Why? Because, today is about the same as yesterday. Yesterday was about the same as before, and so on and so forth. Now, because I can see that, because I'm an outsider looking in. Now, are we now then in Hong Kong right now, the frog in a boiling water as well? Our environment is changing. Some of us can see clearer than others. And it's changing for the worse. Are we looking at it from the correct perspective, or do we always need outsiders to tell us how bad the situation really is? And we have outsiders telling us already, very significant celebrities or CNN, all right? So, to give some constructive ideas here, we talk a lot about emissions, about transportation, but I just want to ask everyone in Hong Kong, does everyone know, in a building like this, for example, And there are engineers on the floor, and I'm sure you all know about the ASHRAE and ASHRAE 62 standard in particular. The requirement for venting in buildings, in what we call hermetically sealed buildings, okay? Right now, the ASHRAE standard essentially tells you you can do one of two things. You can meet the air quality objective set by the government for indoor air quality, or the easier thing, you draw 10 liters of air per person per second into the building to so-called flush away the pollution back out into the environment. Two things I want to emphasize here. One, has anyone thought about legislating the emission from buildings? One. Yes, emission from buildings. The air emitted from a building. You are really just using the air to wash all the dirty stuff and pass it back into the air. It's just the same as emission from a car. And if you look at a small car, why don't you look, how many buildings do we have in Hong Kong? You know better than me. That's number one. Number two, 10 liters per person per second. Do you know what that means? That means at the same time that you are, first of all, this standard is way outdated, and we are one of the most vocal people to challenge ASHRAE on this, all right? This standard is okay when you are the only tall building in town. When you look outside and you see blue sky, you can pump so-called, the whole industry calls it fresh air. We insist on calling it outdoor air, okay, because it's not fresh. Okay, you can so-called pump this outdoor air in here to clean up your indoor environment and pump it out. But now you're pumping more and more dirt into here. The health cost is fantastic. I'm sure all of you know Professor Hadley Index. We have actually used Professor Hadley Index not to just look at the cost, but if you ever try and superimpose the pollution lines with the hospitalization line, you will see trial for trial, peak for peak, why we have to improve the air quality objective. Because not like the lady was saying before, oh, we try to stay indoors to be healthy. Indoor air is probably 5 to 100 times more dirty than outdoor air, for all you that don't know, all right? And finally, because you are pumping all this air in, at the same time, just remember, you're actually pumping out 10 liters per person per second of cool, chilled, dehumidified air. That's energy. You already spend so much energy into chilling all these things, and because you're meeting one over the other, you know what? Hardly any building that we know of, hardly any landlords we talk to, bother about meeting the indoor air quality objective. Because the simpler thing is to just pump the air in, pump the air out. That's what the government says. That's what we do. We can get away with it. All right? So I hope these ideas are constructive enough for when you're looking for ideas. There are a lot of smart engineers out there. If you don't understand, I can explain to you slowly. But please, it's a public air quality objective, not a solution finding. All right? Set the tough objective, and we guarantee the commercial side to answer your question number 8. Are you willing to bear the cost? I can tell you yes, because if you set the tough standards, then there will be a challenge for Hong Kong industries to come up with creative solutions to meet these world-beating standards and export them all over the world. That's what creating industry is all about. All right? And so my answer is yes to most of these questions. Thank you.
先多謝這位朋友，不過希望大家用的時間盡量精簡一點，如果要詳細一點的話，其實我覺得剛才我最好跟立法會議員說，因為下一個波機不是立法會，不是在專業那裡，我們就大概30分鐘，希望盡量讓到所有朋友想發言的，今天都有機會發言，下一位， this lady.
Hi, I'm Joanne Uy from Clean Air Network. I'm going to be very concise and precise. I want to reiterate the point about sulfur dioxide. And the two points that haven't been made, which are very important, are that it is practicable to attain the IT2 standard, because the current level is approximately, average annual standard is 22 micrograms per cubic meter. And then secondly, although, of course, there are a lot of exceedances, but it is practicable according to the scientific findings of many of Hong Kong's best public health scientists, and that the difference between IT2 and IT1 is 950 deaths per year. And that hasn't actually been expressed by anybody in the audience. That's a calculation from HKU. Number two, I want to restate the point that we need much more aggressive abatement of marine emissions. Specifically, I hope that the EPD will consider accelerating the implementation of step 23 in phase two, because that is actually the a much more substantial reduction of SO2 than that proposed currently, I believe, in number five. In Kwai Chung already, 400 children aged between 8 and 12 years old are suffering because of the excessive level of street-level sulfur dioxide emitted by ships. That's in the handout that was given out to the public today. The next point is, let's please focus more on public health, especially roadside emissions. I think that the government has been talking a lot about its achievements in overall tonnage reductions in the last 20 years, but I feel that that is a red herring and somewhat of a distraction considering its avowed goal of improving public health, because really, in the last 15 years, roadside emissions have basically remained stable, and of course, because of the pollutant concentration, it is really those emissions which have posed the gravest threat to human health. On that note, I would also like to say that I hope that the government will consider instituting more roadside monitoring stations. A paltry 3 stations is definitely not enough to really protect public health. For that matter, and this is also related, when we're having a public consultation, and also the government's manner of assessing the effectiveness of each measure proposed to abate pollution is not really that helpful unless it's stated in terms of its impacts on hospital admissions, deaths, and basically really health impacts. The way I have, for example, made the comparison between IT2 and IT1 for sulfur dioxide is much more helpful for legislators and the public to consider whether the adoption of that standard is going to be better for society. My last point is that also, this is also related to Dave Edwards from CIS's comment about the overall sincerity of the proceedings, about the idea of a public consultation. It is very important to solicit as much feedback from the public, so I want to point out that the timing and inconvenience of some of the public consultation sessions have not been conducive to maximizing the amount of feedback from the public. And for that matter, the announcement of the proposed revision at the end of July was not a propitious moment to stimulate public feedback. So I hope that in future, when the government is holding any sort of public consultation, that it will enable and maximize the amount of, hopefully constructive feedback from the public possible. Finally, I would like to see more information given to the public in a manner to stimulate more public debate. First, as I said, more information about the health impacts and how the air which is going to affect me will change through the implementation of any single one of those abatement measures. That would be very helpful. It would be interesting for the public to see more of a menu of options so that there can be more meaningful debate. Let's say the example of bus rationalization, the route rationalization. What is the difference between rationalizing on those corridors with the heaviest traffic versus rationalization throughout Hong Kong, which includes rationalization in rural areas, which typically encounters stiff opposition from TC members? That's the kind of menu of options which the public should be allowed to see so that there can be meaningful debate and discussion about each measure. Thank you.
Okay. Hi,
Air Quality Objective 新加入的就有一些嘅 averaging time 就係分鐘嗰啲啦，咁我覺得可能咧就有啲取巧啦，因為你睇下就即係其他達唔到 咁咧就會揀一啲咧係可以達到，而依個係十分鐘嗰個嘅平均 averaging time AQO 咧，咁咧就係啱啱係嗰個嘅 target 啊。咁就好似即係呢，如果睇翻係表 4.1 嘅時候咧，咁就係即係冇超標啦。咁即係話好肯定咧就達到啦。咁我覺得好似有啲取巧啦，即係揀一啲係達得到就加入去，好似做一個好嘅成績表，即係等其他即係分散注意力達唔到嗰啲咧，咁就可以即係執執搏做用一啲嘅interim 咁嚟解決啦。好，唔該。
多謝。下一位有邊位同朋友想發言？
Mike Kilburn from Civic Exchange again. The director mentioned that the tighter measures might be controversial to some parts of the community. Just like to consider who those parts might be and what they're responsible for. Who doesn't want cleaner air, as the gentleman asked here? The polluters, who are responsible for 1,155 deaths a year, 80,000 hospital visits, children whose lungs don't develop properly. Now, I think that these are not the people whose views we should take into the maximum consideration. I think when we set the targets, I agree that if we set tough targets and we urge will be encouraged through the ingenuity of Hong Kong business to find the solutions, then they will come. We know that when the government required the power stations to put sulfur scrubbers on the power stations, they found a way to do it. I think that at the moment, by looking at the 19 measures and deciding which standards to adopt, EPD puts enormous pressure on itself. If EPD set a standard to protect our air and our health, and required the polluters to clean up, where does the pressure go? It goes from the government to the polluters. Where should the pressure be? My view is it belongs with the polluters. Thank you.
Okay, so we have already started the second round,
I'm going to ask you to ask me.咁我就覺得呢個增加排放碳對空氣質素係好有影響。例如，好似喺天熱嘅時間，因為而家係秋涼都好啦，好多家庭我見到都係成日台開冷氣。譬如啊，再用翻嚟即就開曬成間屋啲燈。咁呢個咧就當然開燈對鄰居嘅影響就冇咁大啦。同埋開冷氣咧，有一個唔好處就係啲熱嘅空氣咧排放出嚟。咁我唔知道香港政府對呢方面，對香港整體嘅所有市民有冇咩教育咧，或者有冇咩要求咧咁樣？多謝各位。
嗱，或者我哋讓台上處長同埋副處長作一啲覺得頭先譬如有啲問題想回應嘅，咁我哋用呢個時間即係做一啲簡單回應啦。咁再睇下邊個同朋友仲想發言，先就再發言，好嘛？處長你。
主席，或者我想一個比較概念上的回應，或者剛才聽到咁多位嘅朋友的發言咧，我有幾點嘅得到一個好清楚的信息。第一樣嘢咧就係好清楚地話俾我聽咧，就我哋今日嚟參加今次嘅諮詢會嘅朋友咧，都係好強烈咁希望咧，而家現時嘅空氣質素嗰、那個必須要好快同埋好極快咁去改善啊呢、這個空氣質素。咁當然啦，我好多謝大家俾我哋呢個支持。其實我哋做呢個檢討，我哋拎咁多嘅建議出嚟咧，我哋都係想係覺得現行嘅標準係需要有個更新嘅。 咁第二點當然咧，係更新去到咩嘅新嘅標準所謂合適咧？頭先位朋友咧就列咗好多條問題，當然有啲問題，第一、第二、第三咁，係咪需要改善？係咪要更新咁？我相信在座咁多位朋友都同意嘅。咁另外一點咧就係話，你更新新嘅標準去到邊度咧？咁我哋都正正希望聽到大家有唔同嘅睇法啦。有一啲覺得應該一步到位，有一啲係覺得循序漸進等等咁。咁呢個亦都係正正咧係要聽除咗專家學者的意見亦都要需要聽各位不同的市民的意見，因為呢要達到一個任何一個標準，你要配合的措施是需要很多人的支持和配合的。而這個也轉去第三個有朋友提出的，就說是不是除了政府就是污染者的責任呢？那何為污染者呢？事實上呢，香港的空氣污染的排放物的來源呢有很多，電廠當然是一個發電的過程，是一個污染的主要排放。其實我們日常的生活，例如有朋友提到我們使用的電力會不會是用得太多，我們應該是要在我們的生活習慣作出的適應，是用一些比較低碳的生活模式呢？舉例又或者一些的道路交通其實很多道路交通的使用者呢，其實都是我們的生活裏面一些的市民，譬如有車輛的使用者，有一些是商業的車輛，他們現在用的車輛，如果我們是要他改善的排放，當然一個方案就是說他們自己是配合到整體的社會上的要求去加速他們的更換，又或者是透過什麼其他的渠道可以做得到呢？咁所以呢，我哋唔係淨係講緊淨係政府或者係主要嘅污染源嗰個公司，係大公司或者大企業，事實上呢牽涉嘅團體或者嘅人士呢係好多嘅。咁亦都正正呢，我哋希望呢呢19項嘅建議裏面呢係有影響到唔同嘅人士，我哋希望能夠得到一個好明確嘅訊息。而每一個的計劃，每一個的措施要落實的時候呢，我們需要更加具體的做法的。定了一個指標之後呢，我們不是說定了指標那樣東西會發生，而是定了指標是一個 driver， 或者可以這樣說是一個目標，我們就按著這個目標呢去配合呢需要制定的措施。例如其中一個建議就是提早去更換淘汰一些污染高的車輛。咁點去做到呢樣嘢呢？係唔係全部由政府負責呢？一定係希望有關嘅車主都係能夠作出嘅配合呢？等等呢，我相信呢呢個係需要有個社會嘅共識嘅。因為你即使係話用社會嘅資源嘅話，呢一筆資源係擺喺邊一度呢？咁我哋都希望呢有一個明確嘅信息俾我哋呢，我哋去爭取有關嘅資源，去落實有關嘅措施，甚至話整理一下巴士的路線。其實巴士亦都是提供服務給市民的。咁你話將呢個巴士的路線減少重疊，當然作為一個概念，我相信冇人會反對的。但何謂重疊？去到咩地方可以減少個重疊的幅度，或者個班次嗰個調整咧？呢啲亦都需要咧，係市民有個共識，有一個嘅理解，我哋先可以落實到有關嘅措施嘅。咁所以我好多謝呢，其實透過今日嘅研討會呢，我哋收到好強烈嘅訊息。呢一個訊息呢係有助於呢我哋將有關嘅建議呢係去制定嗰個立法嘅建議啦，制定呢日後呢落實每一項嘅措施裏面呢一個具體嘅設計。因為其實大家都好明白呢 ,devils are in the details 嘅。定咗個框架之後呢，我哋要落實嘅時候呢是需要更多的詳細的分析，同埋我相信到時有關受影響的人士咧，亦都會有不同的意見。咁當然，最終嚟講咧，改善空氣、提高一個優質的生活環境咧，係環保署一個工作的目標嚟嘅。我亦都相信咧，係各在座各位參加今次呢個研討會朋友咧，共同的理想。咁我哋一路嘅工作落嚟咧，係會好認真去考慮大家意見啦，同埋咧，我哋都希望咧，喺我哋制定具體方案嘅時候咧，係繼續得到大家嘅支持啊。咁
我或者想補充一點啦，其實大家我頭先聽到有啲批評都係話，究竟問一個問題都係，究竟好似係咪我哋淨係做緊定立一個空氣質素指標嘅時候咧，好似淨係顧及我哋真係做到嘅嗰19招可以做到嘅。所以我們就定了一個比較低一點的水平， 就冇去跟到世卫最高嗰个要求。咁或者呢度咧，其实我都想俾大家睇睇，其实世卫成套嗰个理念系点样咧？佢定咗一个最终嘅指引，达到个最终指引咧，当然呢个就系话做到最佳保障，即系我哋成个地球嘅啊人类嗰个健康。咁但喺世卫制定个指引，我哋亦都咧做检讨嘅时候咧，亦都好留意到佢成套背后嗰个理念系点样。即是说世卫他在除了定一些最终的指引的时候，为什么他也定一些所谓中期阶段性的指标呢？因为世卫也正正其实在我们的咨询文件里面，我们都有直接讲了出来的，就是说在个别国家定立他们的空气质素指标的时候，其实他们那个考虑呢是不尽相同的。世卫他的指引建议就是说，每个国家应该考虑回当地空气质素对人体健康的风险、切实可行的技术、经济考虑因素和政治社会因素之间取一个平衡。而世卫都建议各地政府在采纳世卫的指引作为一个当地的法定准指标的时候，是必须是考虑本地的实际情况。这些全部都是世卫当他定立这个空气质素指引的时候呢，他所发出的一个原则。那我们除了考虑世卫的空气指标的时候呢，我们顾问其实在个检讨的过程呢，也都花了很多时间看看其他外国的地方他做的时候是怎样呢，是不是定了一个指标就先至再想想怎样做呢，因为怎样呢，其实我们留意到呢，其实这个过程呢，我们看到其他政府譬如英国啊、欧盟啊、美国怎样做，这个都不会说即是盲目是一面倒只是看那个指标，或者只是看我实际上有什么措施可以做。这个一般来讲都是一个所谓一个 interactive 的 process。你不可以说不希望用一个指标来到希望即是真的刚才处长讲一个 driver, 给到我们随着有个目标，现在是暂时做不到的。一定我们要给一个严格的目标好过现在的。令到我哋有個動力咧，去朝住呢個目標去做。咁但係，亦都如果睇翻其他國家去做咧，亦都好少話會做到。我哋定一個咧，根本上你睇到我做幾多措施都好啦。以香港而家情況係根本上你做乜都做唔到嘅。咁樣做法亦都係冇意思嘅。所以我哋喺定呢個所謂而家我哋建議呢個措施嘅時候咧，佢一定係相比而家我哋現行嘅指標咧係嚴格好多嘅。就算大家剛才我關心的二氧化硫24小時的標準，我們由350個微克降到125個微克是跟歐盟一樣。那這個雖然現在香港我們都距離這個目標不遠，但不是表示我們就可以在減低二氧化硫的排放上面是不做任何事。你看我們現在那19項措施，無論是要求電廠多發天然氣，它都是會幫助大量減低二氧化硫那個量，如果你看個量度咧，睇嗰個即係整體嗰個噸數可以減低咧，呢個係最有效、最大力嘅措施嚟嘅。繼續去用一啲清潔嘅燃料喺嗰、那個船隻方面，亦都係可以進一步減低二氧化硫嗰個排放。而家問題只係講緊話遠洋輪船嗰度，我哋係嗰個做嗰個速度係點樣？咁但係我亦都再強調啦，就算我唔係而家顧問冇擺喺第一個階段都好。不是说环保署或者政府呢是不做紧这个问题，正正我们都是做紧的。不过只是说我们理解到如果要管制远洋轮船的排放，它那个复杂性是高的，时间可能也都相对是比我们管制我们港内的轮船呢可能是要耐一点的。那所以我们希望呢就是说在即是也都给大家一个清楚一点的理念，为什么说我们定这个指标的时候呢我们没有跟足世卫，但也都其实我们援引了世卫在他們的指引裡面很多的原則我們都有套入在我們的檢討的過程，也都參考了其他國家的做法是怎樣。多謝各位
說吧，即是19項沒有一項是容易的，即是說我有一天搭23號由北角坐到港大只有5個客人，呢度門口有條巴士線去到尖沙咀，其實冇必要嘅。想 cut 我支持啊，不過區議會反對，就繼續空車日日走。所以咧個 個問題就係想做呢樣嘢咧，係真係我呼籲大家係要一個係要大家積極支持嘅，如果唔係咧係寸步難移啊！有邊位未發言想發言啊？我見呢位朋友先。
青春空氣行動的伍婉婷，我亦都是一個灣仔區議員，所以呢首先在我發言之前呢，我很想澄清一點，我想在十八個區議會裏面呢，同事都是關心環保的。如果說緊話開一條巴士線是區議會反對呢，我想這個說法呢，在過去我們說話要優化個交通網絡的時候呢，很多人都拿這個來做一個理由，但到底這些要去重整巴士路線是什麼時間提上區議會，基於什麼理由，有沒有給區議會有一個充分的資料呢，這個是重要的。就是在我自己這兩年在灣仔區議會的經驗裏面，我都見到有不少，即當這些巴士路線一次過拿上來提上來說要去重整的時候，其實很多時候都不是有充足的資料給議員去了解，那時候有即居民有反對的聲音，我們怎樣去在中間把關，怎樣去讓市民明白，這個是重要的。那這個不是說的即區議會要去反對環保的工作，我相信這個是在即過去我自己參與裏面看到的。其實今天說的即十九項呢，我會說做完都不為過，但是政府的資源、人力和社會的支持去到哪裡呢，我想我們要給更多的資料和要有更詳細的了解，有哪些是優次在哪裡，我們哪些可以先行先試，有基礎的已經可以做到，例如停車適時呢，其實我們青春會行動呢一直都支持，一直都希望可以盡快落實。兩年前的數字已經告訴大家聽，有七成的市民是支持停車適時的，那今天的數字應該會更高，那我們是不是真的能夠可以盡快去落實呢？還有今天說的，即是很多朋友都說有關的指標，哪些內容應該去更加去嚴謹，那我想這個說的呢，剛才黃處長都提到呢，就是那個嚴一個寬，到底我們要反映的是超標的時間多一點，還是超標的時間沒那麼多呢？我想不是說的是嚴謹度去到哪裡，是我們市民能夠可以從那個數字裡面反映的得信息是什麼，市民能去作出一個相應的措施呢？我知道超標如何呢？我知道超標 我可以做到什麼，或者超標對我有什麼影響呢？我會呼吸差一點，家裡有心臟病那個我要照顧多一點，又或是泼花可能就要淋多一些水，即這些才是重要的，所以要有個機會給市民知所反應。以及呢是剛才處長有提到一個呢，有關個別的裝置運作，我們在建立這個發牌制度，我想這裡我想特別提出呢，其實這個是很重要的，反而是會不會在下一步呢，我們同時應該作出一個有關保專業的全面化的考慮呢，例如今天我們政府都一直提倡有天台綠化，青春會行特別也是關心我們天台綠化以外呢，我們應該可以做到垂直綠化建築物，因為天台的業權大家都知道真的很困難的處理，但是相對建築物本身的垂直綠化是相對容易做，甚至乎我們可能是透過推動的垂直綠化可以是解決到今天我們面對的大招牌光污染化的問題都未定，但是這些呢，譬如是做這些的，其實今天有很多技術人員園丁這樣能夠讓他們可以走向專業化，有一個專業認證是很重要的，甚至乎整個環保專業裏面有關環保事業的從業員呢，可以是各個範疇都有一個專業認證呢，能夠可以全面這樣推動到香港是對於環保事業是感到是有個發展有個生氣的，那自然就會更多人可以去支持到環保。最後我很想說呢，在諮詢文件推出的時候呢，我們見到是就著單車代步的推動呢是幾乎是沒有的，但是今天都很開心聽到我說，其實在諮詢文件推出以來到今天呢都聽到我們很多人的願意去加入去考慮做一個單車徑的考慮。我特別想提呢，是不單是新界的，
而是市區我們都已經見到有個需要。今天你見不到有單車徑，但經常都有見到很多的危險單車駕駛在馬路上面。咁你見到我哋市區同埋新界嗰個單車徑嘅接駁咧，好重要，咁樣先能夠可以推動到一個環保駕駛。多謝。
多謝。仲有邊位呢位朋友發言嘅？好開心有區議員支持，最好嚟中西區啊，深水埗區做下運動。多謝。
地球之友嘅蔡嘉文，咁喺你嘅諮詢文件6.7同埋6.9裏邊咧，咁就好特別 highlight 咗兩句，包括咧就係同電廠同埋巴士有關。咁你提出啊，初步估計咧有關措施咧會令電費較現時水平至少分階段上升20%，係同電廠有關係。巴士方面咧就話會預計導致巴士車費單年升幅約15%。咁我睇到你有 PowerPoint 咧，你哋個副題咧就係為了清新空氣，另外一同付出。而經過成份嘅諮詢文件嘅睇落去咧，似乎都係喺度同市民講。想要清新空氣咩？麻煩你俾錢啦。喺呢一個即係再加埋後面咧，談及到有關市民嘅健康嗰度咧，你哋只係講咗每樣即係 particular 嘅污染物究竟有啲乜嘢影響。但係譬如我哋頭先睇唔同嘅朋友咧，都有提出過一啲具體嘅數字。喺唔同嘅污染物咧，係對人構成咗不同嘅影響，亦都好具體啊。譬如增加咗幾多嘅即係生病嘅次數啊，睇醫生嘅次數啊等等。咁我諗。如果是這樣的話，其實政府是不是想透過這些這樣的數字，或者抹了某一些數字，去令到市民覺得、其實呢要爭取空氣污染，即是改變這個空氣污染的問題呢，其實我們是要 bear 所有的東西。但不是，最少剛才、陳先生在 present 的 PowerPoint 的時候都說，似乎應該是政府啦，一些 stakeholder 啦，一些污染源啦，或者是市民，但是你們是沒有俾過任何一個信息我哋，其實政府或者係你哋希望污染源本身佢哋 bear 幾多嘢啦？好，唔該。
多謝趙之友。仲有邊位朋友？OK， 我開始就後邊黃介石。
係多謝你俾我再發言。我為咗提供一啲客觀嘅數據啦，或者關於呢個諮詢嗰方面咧，提供喺呢個諮詢會提供客觀接觸數據。請各位咧就係、翻到第18頁，我呢個英文版嘅，就係嗰個 propose AQO 中文版幾多？16頁，中文版16頁，英文版18頁。propose AQO 就係、是我想問一問好簡單的問題，就係、是、有在座各位邊個係同意？而家所定出嚟嘅建議嘅，請舉手。政府而家呢個 IT1 嘅建議，PM10 咧就 IT2 嘅建議，邊個係同意嘅？同意嘅請舉手。Anyone who is in total agreement of the proposed AQO by the government by this consultation document, namely IT1, WHO IT1 for the pollutants.And then the IT2 for PM10. Please raise your hand. Anybody? 誰同意的請舉手。有在座各位誰是同意是我們的 AQO 要去到世衛的 AQG 的請舉手。
有沒有人數數啊？
你不如繼續講，等佢數
啊！好，就有邊位係同意循序漸進式嘅，即係話我哋由 IT1 嘅建議咧，褪到 IT2， 而由 IT2 嘅建議褪到 IT3 嘅，即係話向前走一步，每一個污染物向前收緊一步，請舉手。即係話呢個我第三，而家我講呢個建議就係話。我哋唔係一步去到 WHO AQG， 但我行前一步，由 IT1 嘅所有個 recommend 係 IT1 嘅去到 IT2， 而 recommend IT2 嘅去到 IT3， 明唔明？大家明唔明？請舉手，邊位係支持呢個嘅？請舉手，一位，兩位。 好，我想希望即係呢個數據都好清晰嘅，即係大家喺呢個嘅公眾嘅諮詢咧，大家我諗係環保署都收到公眾嗰個意念，即係嗰個期望咧。好，多謝各位，
多謝黃教授。因為我哋 overrun 時間㗎啦，我想即係最後可能一兩位朋友發言。仲有冇朋友想發言未發言嘅？有冇？因為發言過啦，三位都。後邊啊，係 that gentleman。
Thank you very much. My name is Griffith Jones. I have volunteered sometimes with Clear the Air, but my views are my own. I've lived in Hong Kong 13 years. I'm a permanent resident, and I currently reside on Hennessy Road in Wan Chai. Ms. Wong repeated many times that there have been divergent opinions expressed on things like IT1 and IT2.Honestly, I haven't noticed anyone advocating IT1. I haven't noticed a lot of divergent opinion at all. In fact, what I've heard today from the participants of this forum is universally that the government's proposed standards are not enough and that the government needs to go back to the drawing board. I think Mary put her finger on part of the problem, or at least its start, when she identified ARUP as a consultancy with no objectivity for the assignment they were given. And to be honest, again, if somewhat harsh, I question the sincerity of the EPD and of the work by the government on this question.I do not believe that they have, as Ms. Wong stated, the health or the interest of the citizens of Hong Kong at heart. I think their purpose is to serve their political masters, to be as clever as possible in the confusion that they can sow, and in hiding the consequences of their acts. It sounds extreme. I apologize for it in advance.Their conduct is not only irresponsible, not only lacks the leadership that we've heard speakers calling for, but will, I believe, in historical hindsight, be seen as criminal. Because what they are causing and the consequences of their action will be the injury to people of Hong Kong. I sympathize greatly with the fathers, both fathers who spoke, of their concern for their children.I would like to see that concern reflected a little more in the government of Hong Kong. Thank you.
我希望即係最後啦，咁大家就好 fresh 嘅就講少短短 ，just a very short, quick comment because you most of you done once. Okay, I'll start from this gentleman. Just a short comment.
Ms. Wong, you'd mentioned in your last few minutes there that you're hearing the different views in here and that it's quite unanimous and that people here want to see more stringent targets. But you also said there is a community out there that wants a staged a meeting of targets. Who is this community that you talk about? Is there any evidence? And, you know, you're asking for feedback from the public, but is there transparency when all this feedback comes in? Because I get the feeling that there's a constituent out there that you're referring to, but we never get to know who it is. And what is the evidence that there are people who want it as a staged approach to the air quality objectives?
Thank you.
Could you answer that, Ms. Wong?
I'm going to, but I suppose I need to do it, you know, after all.
Yeah, yeah, we let you make all your comments, the audience, and then we, you know, have to make the comments.
是就其實我都很多謝這幾位講者，就來就解釋翻個政策啦，同埋亦都好有心去改善香港情況。咁我不過咧，我就想你哋諗下，可唔可以跳出個框框啊？即係而家咧，你哋係用。更細化去做， 我哋可唔可以自己諗一個 leadership， 我哋去領導翻應該去做咧？我哋其實可以用一個健康 health 嚟做一個 priority， 一個 indicator。我哋可以用 sustainability 做一個 indicator。點解我哋唔可以自己去採取一啲保護翻我哋居民身體健康呢啲 indicator 去做一個指標咧？而去跟一個另外一個人哋嘅指標咧，我哋係要照顧我哋居民嘅需要啊嘛，我哋實際嘅需要。所以咧，我覺得咧，你哋應該係要考慮呢樣嘢。第二，如果根據咁嘅 indicator 嘅話，我哋首先要做第一個步驟咧，就係要做一個 survey， 解決任何問題，我哋都要 identify 個 problem 喺邊度。就係話全港九個污染空氣污染情況嘅分佈情況係點樣咧？咁要做咗個 survey， 邊度係最嚴重嘅呢？我哋首先有個排一條解決最嚴重地區個污染問題，係咪？有啲可能冇咁嚴重嘅，咁但係最嚴重嗰啲，你就算推行曬十九項，都解決唔到我哋。咁我哋點樣去處理呢？我哋除咗要係全港性去做之外，仲要真係 locate 邊啲係個 problem， 邊個 problem， 原係去解決。咁呢個亦都係可以幫助我哋解決咗我哋而家嘅問題咯。第三咧就係、是、另外一個樣嘢，如果我哋跟實成條 basis 咧，就係、是、要空氣咧唔單止係要睇世衞指標啊，我仲要睇翻個空氣暖化個指標啊。咁呢樣嘢我睇唔到喺嗰、那個即係、就是、consultation 裏邊有提過任何一樣嘅。咁呢個咧就係同個實成嘅 basis 有關。咁我就覺得你哋應該係要全盤去睇點樣改善香港嘅空氣質素啊，唔係淨係睇某幾個指標。世衞咧，佢未必係諗得咁周詳嘅。我哋其實可以領導潮流，話俾世界各國嘅人聽，我哋其實可以諗得更加好啲嘅，嚇，唔係一定要跟人噶，係咪
？OK， 多謝曬。呢位先生。
Just 1 minute, I just want to follow up on some of the points made. This is a great opportunity for the government to seize on the initiative now and to adopt these new technologies. We heard from Mike Kilburn about how when the government brought in measures to do when the power stations, the solutions were found. There are technologies out there that exist. There are nanotechnologies now to do with friction pairing, not snake oil, which are engine treatments, which would dramatically reduce hydrocarbon emissions. These are available now on the market. Has the government looked at that, considered that as an immediate initiative? Also, the other thing I just quickly want to say is sections 26.2 of the KMB's license gives the government power to force that KMB to adopt new technologies. Section 26 imposes on them an obligation to use them, but if they don't do so, it gives you the power to be able to make them do it. This is something to be done immediately. Okay, thank you very much.
More hands. This gentleman. 快少少唔該，因為我哋要交翻個場啊。
Hello.
Yes.
Now, Hong Kong is a leading modern city. Like your gentleman said, we should be pioneer. Even we have our general secretary sitting in the WHO board, right?WHO AQG standard is harsh, but we should follow that indication. Because why? There's a saying, if we aim for the sky, at least we reach the moon. Now, all these figures on the number of exceedings allowed, it just creates an index. Now, people are, you know, very feeling comfortable, but if we use WHO AQG standard,definitely, the number of exceedings allowed will be shoot sky high. When people look at that, they'll be scared. When people are scared, they take notice. Now, we need strong government to make determination action. Now, one of the action is that we know a lot of emissions are from the cars. Right, okay.Determination, government can say, okay, we draw a red line. Any of these cars exceeding, then the government can get acquisition at a marketplace and cut that emissions at a stage. It is some, you know, a lot of countries do that because, like in Australia, for automatic rifle, government, you know, take strong acquisition and ban. Same thing. If we are serious, we must do some strong determination. Has Hong Kong got the money to do it?
Yes.
Hong Kong government rather give gratitude to our citizens. Why don't we give a power to do and cut that emission by strong acquisition and get all these cars that is emitting you know, pollutants into the air and stop that. Because if you don't stop that, the owner will just sell to another one and the pollution is keep on continuous. That is why this is one of my proposal is we need a strong government and we need some support from the ground and urge the government to take that. Thank you.
Thank you. 我或者讓劉教授講有 Mike， 其實你講咗兩次 ，you have done you
so, yeah. Well, I just want to follow up on what this gentleman just mentioned. I share a lot of the sentiment with what he just said, but I sincerely hope that we do not go back to the drawing board. We listen enough, and there's enough consultation, and we really want the government to be able to do this in a very, very fast time. And actually, one other thing I want the government to do, to be able to do, is after the consultation, you listen so much, tell us what you have changed after the whole plan, whole process. In what sense you have changed so that we know that how much impact we really have.
Okay. 多謝劉教授。或者我讓台上處長和副處長作個總結啦，唔係總結嘅，或者個回應啊。
I'm sorry that I see the gentleman is now leaving. I think he's expecting a question an answer to his question from me as to whether there are divergent views and where the divergent views are. I'd like to say that we have a 4-month consultation. This is quite a long period of time for consultation, and the reason we have such a, you know, 4 months instead of the usual shorter period of consultation is in response to comment made by quite a number of green groups saying that July is not a good time, you know, to roll out consultation. So to compensate for the, you know, commencement date, we extend it to end November. And I hope this signal the sincerity of the government in responding to the views. We do not want to withhold a consultation because we have spent so much time in the study of this AQO exercise, and when we are ready, we want to have it, you know, the finding released at the earliest opportunity. And I hope that shows you that we are very sincere in taking forward the exercise. And as to whether there are divergent views, indeed there are, because in the public consultation, the 4-month public consultation, we are reaching out to different sectors of the community, including this forum like this, talking to different groups, including the district councils. We also receiving feedback from members of the public through different channels. And at the end of the day, of course, the public feedback will be reported. And so far, from what we have heard, there are indeed different views, although there is a consensus that we need to do something to improve our air quality. Definitely the direction is agreed. It's just the, you know, pace and, you know, whether a progressive approach or whether, you know, the adoption of the WHO AQG in one go. I mean, there are different views. And that is the whole purpose of doing a public consultation. There are different comments about Hong Kong taking the lead, adopting new technology and whatnot. Indeed, in order to achieve improvement in air quality, Hong Kong has always been at the forefront of adopting new technologies in vehicles, in power generation. At the end of the day, in adopting this technology, there has to be certain cost implications. Whether the cost is to be borne by a specific party, exactly that are issues to be discussed. And I have to emphasize, there are always comments that it should be borne by, say, the government, the public purse. At the end of the day, this public purse are government, are public resources. These are resources of the community. It's not a particular, you know, unlimited source of resources. But the whole purpose of the consultation is really to hear the public comment. And I hear the message loud and clear today. We will look at and study the comment very seriously. And like Professor Lau, we have been working together in this review. Professor Lau, like Professor Ng and Professor Wong, you are all member of the advisory panel. We feel that it is really time for action. So we hope we need not go back, you know, to the drawing board again. It's really time to map out concrete actions.
Thank you. 最後做一個呼籲，希望第一大家呢，雖然肯定意猶未盡的，大家很關心這個議題，才抽整個星期六的上午來這裡。不過大家有一個更加具體 的意見呢，請你填了這個form，或者在網上 download， 可以 email， 可以寄回環保署，應該不用年郵票的了。最後呢，我都呼籲，其實呢我們講 AQO review 呢，其實就我講啊，即係有個球盤收窄幾多，跟住我哋就有場球賽要進行嘅，嗰場先係打真軍。跟住我哋有個球證主持呢個球賽，咁就係立法會議員啊。咁所以咧，我哋依家講緊其中一樣好艱巨嘅任務，就係、是、個球嗰、那個嗰、那個球門等收窄定放或者收窄幾多。咁所以咧，希望大家頭先嘅意見咧，就唔係就係講俾關心環保或者負責環保嘅部門，其實要講俾更加多喺環保界以外嘅人聽，以至到立法會啊、區議會。否則嚟講咧，我哋來來去去，我都見過大家可能唔止一次，都係圍內討論啊。咁我哋應該即係向外進發噶啦。好多謝大家。就我唔希望再成日要出席呢啲會呢啲討論會啊，因為我哋其實已經好強嘅共識，嗰、那個信息都好強俾環保處長噶啦。個問題就係、是、我哋係跨出環保以外其他部門其他嗰、那個 sector 會唔會支持得到嘅啫？好，希望大家繼續努力，喺立法會見啦。